Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Felipe. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah!
Yeah, man. What's up, fool? Podcast. Hey, man. Welcome to the pre-birthday party podcast. We got Rene Garcia all the way from Houston, Texas.
What up, what up?
Lives now in the valley in Van Nuys, probably, right?
North Hollywood.
North Hollywood, same shit.
Yeah, I'm in the neighborhood. I'm in the neighborhood.
Borderline, Van Nuys, Sherman Oaks.
No hope.
Martin Rizzo right here, all the way from Hawaii, Hilo, traveling the world.
Hey, guys.
Rodrigo Torres here, the big jefe co-host.
Casadi.
The big jefe co-host. What's up,
B-I-G.
Man, what's up, fool?
I know. What's going on? Dude, you look
chilling,
young,
bro. We did a show, man, in Santa Barbara last week. We got the hecklers of all hecklers sitting on top. Bro, you could tell at the level of the, like, at first it was like, hey, what? And then, like, then it felt like the show started again, you know, on my set. Everybody was laughing again, and it was like, okay, I don't know what's going on. Then some fools got kicked out. Some fools were asking, hey, man.
Now, were they just all sauced up?
They were already drunk.
Around.
They were drunk.
Todo pedo.
Santa Barbara. But this is funny, man. Johnny Roque was there when they were doing the the
Johnny
security
Roque,
meetings
wow.
with all the old fools, bro. And these fools got to wear leather gloves to cut fucking tickets, dog.
Like old school ushers?
You show them a phone and your ticket, they don't know what to do, bro.
Dude, they're like beyond retired.
Somebody had a ticket on their phone, and that guy was trying to break the phone, bro. Like a ticket.
He was trying to keep
That's
the ticket.
That's how old he was.
Dude, they're like Henny Youngman joke old.
Old, bro. And it's how old they were. Like Johnny Rocket said that when they were having a security meeting, I don't know if you were there. They were telling him, this is going to be a Latino audience, so they're not used to being in theaters.
the Latinos?
You hear that, right?
Yeah, yeah. Johnny was the only one who heard it, and he didn't say anything.
Johnny has those big ass ears, though.
an old lady was
asleep in the corner.
That guy heard it the week before. He knew that guy was going to say it.
So he heard that, but the old people didn't know. Man, people were like loud, and they were kicking fools out. And then some people were asking the usher, "Can we move to the front closer? Because the people here are loud. We're trying to watch the show." And then they were moved. Then I got an email 2 days later.
Oh, you did?
Hey, man, some full name, Jacob Flores, but he's from Santa Barbara. He said that, hey, man, I was one of the fools that got kicked out, dog. My homie got loaded, and he couldn't hang. And they kicked him out. But see, man, the security guards at Santa Barbara are used to theater crowds, bro. Like, fucking... You know, the Nutcracker, bro. They're not used to the Snapper. Snapper.
That's a completely different show.
This ain't Rent.
As soon as that fool as soon as that fool raised his voice, they called the cops. Hey.
Well,
the cops showed up.
At the show?
Like, inside the theater. And they walked into the balcony and kicked that fool out.
Oh,
gently.
The guy said, I didn't punch nobody.
I didn't punch nobody yet.
We didn't say you did. You just got to
get
out.
How loud were they when you were up there, bro?
Dude, it was just starting, dog. It started like at the end of my set, dude. Those motherfuckers came in just drunk as fuck.
See, what did Toby say? I know he didn't like his set.
Oh, man, these people are wild.
Were they serving alcohol?
Omaha.
That's
fuck
a good
joke. Yeah, but people showed up drunk.
Parking lot drunk.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, like they showed up drunk.
They were tailgating in the parking lot, bro. That's what happened.
Dude, just like beyond annoying drunk. And, you know, like probably they got drunker as they fucking walked up there all
Latinos, they pregame before they
people,
go in.
Mad pregame. 10 people together, bro, at a happy hour getting fucked up, having dinner.
And then go to your show.
And then getting in line, bro, before they go to their seats to buy beer.
Dude, they were all walking all pigeon-toed, dog. Just,
loaded, man.
Jeez, man.
There was an usher in a wheelchair. You know that, right?
Yeah, what the fuck was it? It was, bro.
Really? I'm not messing with you.
How do you roll up the fucking the aisles, man? That's hard.
That was the leader,
muscles
bro.
Muscles in the arms.
That fool told somebody, so you better keep your nose down. And that fool said, or what, homie?
Oh, shit.
I'm about to beat up this viejito, homie.
call me, dog. Oh, I'm fucking taking your brakes out.
I'll take your brakes out.
Just gotta step on that.
I didn't know Santa Barbara was that hardcore.
Dog. Why would you be there? You're by the beach. Damn, it's like that.
I'm gonna buy you a beer.
It's like that movie Ghost Ship, dog.
These ushers were old, dog. Like, damn. Like, they were right here. That usher, bro, in a wheelchair.
You've heard that stupid-ass fucking Henny Youngman joke about, yeah, the guy, he said, I got 6 months to live. Couldn't pay the bill. He gave me another six months. That's how old these fools were.
Oh, man, dude. That's great.
I used to be an usher.
They was alive during the Depression. What happened, fool?
No, I used to be an usher at the movie theater for the longest.
Was it the same?
Dude, we had, remember we went with transition from like tickets to, we went from like regular films to fucking DVDs. That was crazy.
Cool.
But it was, I don't know if I told you, but like the general manager. Yeah, the theater, dude, the managers, they were shady because they will go inside the theaters with their own trash can to pick up like all the plastic cups, go in the back, wash them and resell them to
keep
fucking
the money, huh?
Keep the cash, bro. They got caught. It was nasty.
That's an old trick, bro.
Yeah.
Like when I was working at Dodger Stadium.
Dodger Stadium did that shit?
We caught the Cubs, bro.
Uh-huh.
And then at the end of the night, we're short, like a little bit of money, and then somebody goes, yeah, go get some Cubs, eh?
Wash up.
For real, dog.
I got a manager's checkbook.
Yeah, it was that girl that used to go to the Sunset Room. The big girl, remember her?
Oh, yeah.
And her fucking home, her husband was like a crazy looking dude.
Oh, not the big chick that used to sell.
Jen and John?
Huh?
John and Jen?
Yeah, not John and Jen. No. They used to come, bro.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know those two.
They used to, John and Jen. They work somewhere else.
But, dude, I remember cleaning the movie theater, and then, like, these two guys, it was, like, two Lebanese guys, they come in. Hello, guys. And then they start putting all the stuff inside and leave, dude.
No way.
Yeah, dude.
But what is
man.
The cops?
Anything to save money, bro.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hey, man, this vegan cake is delicious.
How is it?
Shout out to who?
You've been converted.
Man.
Vegan Latina. Or wait.
Sorry.
Vegan Latina Bakes.
Dude, that was some triplets, dog.
Dude, it is. And I'm not vegan by any means, but that is delicious. I think I might become vegan. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I don't want to get out of hand. Hold on a second. Dude, you're vegan, man. That's dope, bro.
Here's out. 2011.
11.
Damn.
8 years,
now. Man, it's good seeing you, God. Man, Martin, this guy, last time I saw him, you look like a little girl. You're actually starting to look like a little boy now, bro. You're growing up.
Did you introduce Renee? Did you say
that? That's it, Renee Garcia here.
Houston's finest.
I'm from Sherman Oaks.
This little Altuve guy.
You started in Houston, right?
I did.
Juan Villarreal got you started, right?
Yeah.
You guys started together?
Well, no, he was already.
Because I know you started at the Laugh-Stop with Big Pete.
Yeah, man. Dude, Big Pete.
Hey, Pete's cool, huh?
I love that guy, man.
There used to be a club called the Laugh-Stop.
Mm-hmm.
And it was run by a guy named Mark Babbitt at first. But that dude was cool, too. That dude was the only guy that ever booked me for a show, canceled it, and still sent me 100% of the money, dog.
Is that right, dude?
And I couldn't believe it. But then, but later on, shit happened to other people. But that's my story. Everybody has a different story.
Hey, man.
And that's my story, and I'm sticking with it. And that will bring me to do, like, crazy-ass shows, bro, that wouldn't even exist today. Okay, we have the one show was, like, Joe Diaz, Gabriel Iglesias, myself, fucking Freddie Soto.
Yeah, Freddie Soto.
All the legends.
Willie Barcelona.
Yeah, man.
Hey, bro.
Gosh, man.
But it was a funny story, man. Now, with the first time, it was Mark... Willie worked with Joe Diaz, with Mark Babbitt, and like they did like a little run, right? And they go,
it was just them two?
Yeah, he had just met him, right? But I already knew Joe Diaz, like from just knowing him, right? Like we had like rapport already.
Yeah.
And Willie didn't know, right? And Willie was this fool's all loud, eh? He's always talking to the promoter, like, hey, Mark Babbitt, you're a legend, and
oh, God. Oh, boy.
Blowing smoke up his ass.
You know, that's how he does it, dog.
Oh,
we
man.
We gonna eat pasta.
This is patois, Willie, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm Babbitt. Look at those fucking shoes.
Dude, I met Joey Diaz way before I met Willie. And I remember meeting Joey there at the Laugh Stop, man. And I was like, who the hell is this guy? Like, he's got great stories. Away, I don't, like, yeah. I mean, I don't even know if they're bullshit, but... but he had me, man. Seriously. And he's been like that, man, as long as I've known him, bro. That's why every time somebody asks me about Joey Diaz, like, dude, man, is that stuff he says, like, for real? And I go, hey, man. I go, dude, I go, if Joey's telling you, he's telling you for a reason, yeah. bro. And probably 100% it's true. I go, but even if it's bullshit, bro, don't you believe it anyway?
I would believe it.
Yeah, I do. I know I did. And this is like back in 97, 98, bro.
What happened when you met Willie? Put you in a headlock or what?
Well, no, he punched me first. He told me to stop stealing. No, I'm kidding. I love He goes, hey, bro, you know that.
You got Willie handle?
I know that word, Steve.
I said that.
I breathe on stage, bro.
I used to have Tequila Tuesdays or Taco Tuesday.
Tequila. I dance, yeah. bro.
Tequila Tuesday.
And I booked Rene Garcia, bro, to fucking to headline, bro. My motherfucker did a whole set, right? Mm-hmm. I never seen him do a whole set, bro. That motherfucker started singing, dog.
He dressed up. Backup dancers.
That fool dressed up like fucking
Who was that? Who was that?
Johnny Thunder. Mark Johnny Anthony. Mathis.
Elvis Crespo. Elvis Crespo.
You used to dress like Mark Anthony.
Bro. You were doing fucking Not unusual to
Tom Jones.
Tom Jones. Tom Jones. Yeah.
To be in love with any woman.
Hey, man. You know, the things
what
you
else
do.
You did, man? Fuck.
I remember when I started doing comedy, I saw you like on this little thing on MTV.
Reporting like you told something.
Hey, bro. Hey,
like he's telling us.
Hey, yeah, bro, I know you. Hey, you did.
What are you, five?
Finally, bro.
MTV Threads. I got you. Yeah, man. That thing for MTV Threads where like, it showed you like, doing your day job as a nurse.
At the hospital, yeah.
Or the hospital, and after that, getting ready for the ha-ha, and I'm like, I knew that guy.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It was probably the dopest shit I had ever done at that moment.
What was that?
It was MTV Tres had just hit. It just hit. It was coming out, and they were trying to do all these promotions, you know, to promote different things.
They were doing more promotions than content.
Yeah, you know what? Oh, yeah. That's true. That's true. And they did this little quick segment about me. Follow me. It was pretty much an all day thing. They follow me going to work, getting dressed, getting dressed, going to work, leaving, going back home, getting dressed, and then hitting the club, doing the open the mics and my spots and stuff. And it was actually really cool. And even Alfred Robles was like, "Man, dude," he goes, "They show your commercial more than they show content on that show." Well, because I've seen it like a million times, bro.
If Alfred Robles said it, they must be true, bro. I mean, he's working with a top comedian.
I'm
right
telling
now.
You, man.
Yeah,
that was like
they were like they were paying under for. They were paying you guys, paying comics to tweet stuff.
The three of us. They call us.
They would send an email. Hey, can you blast out about this? And we'll pay you like $75. We'll pay $150 or whatever gift cards.
Those gift cards came in handy.
Yeah.
Oh wow, that's super dope, man.
But it was like, what are we promoting here?
I don't know.
You know, it didn't make sense. And it was like, just have to. What
were you guys promoting? Something specific or?
Oh, Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day.
It was like different hashtags different jokes about Valentine's Day. But like, what were we pushing?
I remember waking up at 6 in the morning drunk and tweeting. But MTV Threads was like proto, fucking Pero Like or Me Too, you know, before like there was like social media for like Latino
and
stuff.
Then,
like that.
And then I think, and then
that
Mike Robles.
You did Que Locos, right?
What's
that? Local Comedy Jam.
You did Que Locos or Jam?
I did the Que Locos and the Local Comedy Jam. So, I take that back. No, I'm sorry. I had just missed the Que Locos and then I did the Local
Bobby
Comedy
Bites
Jam.
Bobby Bites knows everything.
Yeah, man. So,
hey, man. What was it like when you started off in Houston? Were there a lot of Latino comedians or just several ones?
No, there wasn't a lot that.
Because there's a full name Cruz out there, right?
Right, but I think when I started, I think that's when Latino comedians were really starting to get a lot of
attention.
So what we were
except Danny Martinez,
Juan Villarreal, Eddie Cruz.
Danny Martinez, right?
San Antonio. Danny Martinez was running the comedy showcase. He gave me a lot of love there.
How about that dude did the Arnold Schwarzenegger in a box? He passed away. What was his name?
Oh, man.
Augie? No.
Oh, man. What was that cat's name, dude?
It was funny. It was when he passed away. He was jogging. He lost a shitload of weight all at once.
Yeah, man, dude. He's a guy. He was actually literally trying to change his life, bro. He was trying to stop partying, drinking, and he started working out
from Texas.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And him and Clito Rodriguez, man, were really good friends, dude. And
I remember
it was pretty sad, dude. What was his name?
Kind of
I'm trying to remember his name, man.
Mike Robles was in San Antonio. Right when he passed, I heard he went to the funeral. And I said, I fucked up Mike Rowland. Went over there to drop off his fucking Que Locos check.
Oh, man.
I chased that.
He died. What?
Yeah, 6 months it took him to pay me.
God. I was getting my check that same night.
I had to check my Robert Roger Paul if you want.
But my check still had ink.
Freshly made.
Yours was a blank check. He was going to write it out. And there.
Paid no money.
Yeah, man. But it was fun, dude. It was fun starting there at the time that I did, man. There was
you started Diaz at the laptop or the Just Joking, the Black Club?
No, no, no. My first set was at Just Joking at the Black Club. As a matter of fact, there was another Black Club that was before that one that I also
Just Joking?
Did my first.
Before Just Joking?
Yeah. It was called, oh, man. It was hosted by Rushon McDonald. I remember that. And I mean, like, all the black comedians were coming through there at the time, and Juan Villarreal was the only Latino comic that was getting a lot of love there. And I'll be honest with you, man, you know, Juan Villarreal, I mean, could go up in front of a black club and just slay it.
Yeah.
Slay it, bro. And I'm like, oh my God, dude. And at the time, I'm
the river people.
Yeah, man, dude. And I was just like watching this guy.
He's a Juan Villarreal, bro.
I don't know how to do his voice. He kind of sounds like Martin
Juan Villarreal?
Yeah.
Oh, he's just. Just do Willie Barcena. It's the same thing.
Hey, Doug. You guys ever seen The River People?
Well, actually, Juan Villarreal and Jeff Garcia probably sound more alike than anything else.
Fuck
yeah,
you,
man.
Doc.
Yeah, dude.
What the fuck, Doc?
Yeah.
I don't sound like that.
And maybe a little, and you sprinkle a little bit
Garcia.
Of Carlos Garcia.
Yeah, we're to hold the mic.
Yeah.
I thought that guy was in San Antonio.
Yeah, man.
And what's that Texas comedian that says the N-word a lot?
Negotiate?
Flow.
Oh,
no,
Flo.
I was going to say Flo Hernandez. Flo Hernandez.
I remember I saw a special on HBO and just the N-word every time. Like, what the? Yeah, like, what? Well,
that's just an impersonation of Juan Villarreal or Joe Garcia. I'm going to be honest. That's all Flo's doing, bro. Right. Don't let him fool you. I'm serious.
You've all been fooled.
You, bro.
Don't let him fool you.
He's a good kid, bro.
What's up with them? You were like, what's up with Latino Austin comics? Are those the same as San Antonio Austin comedians?
Well, I'm biased on Texas comics in general, dude. I don't care if they're in Austin, Dallas, San Antonio.
Or the Valley.
Yeah, man, dude.
or tweeting about getting punched by Willie.
Yeah. But the reason I'm biased is just because I know what it's like to live there and travel and drive 6, 8, 10 hours for $300. I mean, that's the grind that we did. You know,
Texas.
That's what we did. Yeah, man, Texas is big. And
yeah, it's kind of like a double-edged sword because you have a lot of work potential, but
it's
so far away.
You can work all year
away.
In Texas, huh?
Yes,
corporate gigs and clubs,
but
colleges.
But people in other cities know you'll drive.
They
and
will.
So they won't
will.
Give you enough money, really.
And from San Antonio all the way to Tacoma.
Ricky Sherrod made a living for a while, right? Just working in Texas?
Yeah, man.
Give some Rick. How many years you do out there, bro?
Hey, man, I'm still doing it, man. Working hard, man. True, man.
Yeah, man. Oh, man. Rick was a beast at the time, too, when I started.
Yeah, when
man.
I when
was
I,
a beast, man. I was like, I don't want to follow this guy.
I met Rick Gutierrez in 1996. I was doing the Latino Laugh Festival, bro. That's such a long time ago. But 25 years ago now? Or more than that? 20, 30?
23 years ago?
24, no?
1996,
23. Ricky, Willie was doing
that a lot. I never met the guy, but he seemed like a lot of people back then seemed like professionals to me, like David Darren Carter, bro. Like, I didn't know, like, when they said he just got some show, I thought he got like a big show. I'm not saying that my show wasn't big, but it was big at the time.
Yeah.
But I thought he was going to be on Letterman or he was going to be somewhere. But now, man, he was also in Diamonds in the Rough with me in 1996. At the San Antonio River Center Comedy Club. I remember, man. I had short hair, dog. I remember signing autographs at the end of the show. I was fucking happy, bro. First time flying. First time in a hotel by myself. First time everything, bro. First time on TV.
First time flying ever?
First time flying.
Really?
When I landed, I called my mom from the River Center. I can be Selena. And yeah, man.
This is not the time where you went in there and ripped shit up, right?
No, that was way back, bro.
That was
in the 2009.
I heard stories about.
No, but what did you hear about that? In San Antonio or Houston?
I don't know. I can't remember. If it was San Antonio or Houston? That's why I was like. I think it might have been Houston then.
Yeah.
Yeah, the hotel, and then they kicked y'all out or something. You were with somebody else though, right? I mean, because I know it wasn't just you.
No, we got kicked out with Edwin too, but I was in Tucson. I was in Phoenix. But no, at that, he's probably talking about San Antonio when they came, somebody that was partying with us came back and took the television and ransacked the airport, condo.
Wait, that was before flat screens.
So. Bro, you know what I'm telling you, bro? When they came back,
how heavy those were, bro.
When they came back, they didn't even notice they took anything, bro, because that was the dirtiest condo ever, bro.
It took them a week to realize
there was no TV, bro.
That's nasty, dude.
You never been to that condo?
I've been to
the cushions, you sit down, and then you need like someone to help you get back up.
You sunk right in, dude.
And there was only one television,
Did they put all the comics in the same room?
I was in that condo one time with Gabriel Iglesias, Ivan, Martin Moreno, and myself, bro. And then I finally said, you know what, man? There was another condo, a smaller one, a little Ray Charles one, bro.
Ray Charles?
It was small, dog.
It's dark.
It was just one hard-ass bed.
They actually don't have lamps in a couple of those.
Yeah, it was
a window with a brick wall.
It was like a miniature queen-size bed with a big fucking 5-foot window to jump outside and give up on life. And they had one of those heaters that make that noise. And I had one television and bathroom and shower. That's it. It was tiny. Nice. And I slept there. But those fools were, man, I even slept on that dirty-ass couch.
Ivan, man.
And then that place was, the AC was the only thing that saved your life, bro. That shit would go down to 50. Yeah.
That's good.
But the only thing that was good in that room was at least.
Cockroaches,
the,
too?
The first night there, I partied so hard that I didn't sleep, bro. And I was trying to sleep on Saturday morning, bro, to get ready for the two shows.
Sounds like my Saturday this past weekend.
Right? But they were having a fiesta fair outside, dog.
Ooh, tacos.
So right outside the condo, bands were playing, bro.
Yeah.
And I couldn't sleep.
Mariachi bands?
Oh. Loud, bro.
Yeah. When have you heard a quiet mariachi band?
It was loud. Come on, bro. It was a big city festival right outside. So what I did was I went to the movie theater. I told the movie theater that I'm a comedian performing next door. And I slept through two movies in there.
Reclined seat.
And I got up, and I went at 7 or 6 o'clock to the comedy club, and I slept there for another 40.
Ooh,
geez, and then I fucking took one of the Greyhound showers with a hot towel.
Yeah,
little bird bath.
My balls, my armpits.
Everybody knows.
Did the two shows.
Only old school dudes know what a Greyhound shower is.
Did the two shows and not party, bro. Slept like a soldier.
Yeah.
Slept good, bro. I felt like relieved, like I never did anything
in
my life. And
then you did it all over again night, bro. I know, bro.
That's the sad part.
Dude, that's how we did it.
You're supposed to stop for the next 2 days and quit, but you can't.
Hydrate.
And you just feel like clean.
Recharge those batteries, yeah. Huh?
You know who was not even doing comedy at the time when I started, bro? I was already like two, three years in. And he wasn't even doing comedy at the time. He was 19. Dustin Ibarra, bro.
Hey, man.
Dustin Ibarra. I was doing a
spot. Dustin the Wind podcast.
Check this out. This is funny. I was doing a gig up in Dallas, dude. I was doing Hyenas at the time. And I had a DUI, so I had a thing that I had to blow on my steering wheel, right?
Oh, yeah.
And I was drinking. I was fucked up.
I used to blow in Robert Zapata's.
Yeah, man. And Dustin didn't drink at the time. He didn't do anything, bro. He was square. And I asked him, I said, hey, man, can you do me a favor? He goes, yeah, man. He goes, what? He goes, I don't drink, though. And I go, I know. So can you blow on this thing in my car, too? Because I got to get back to my hotel room. Dustin's in my car blowing on this shit, to start my car, bro. And I'm fucking him this passenger side. Fucked up, bro.
You still need a key for those, or?
A key? Oh, well, I don't know.
Is that your key, your air?
Nah. So Dustin Ibarra had to blow in your car to start it?
Yeah, bro. So I could get back to the hotel.
They do that for DUIs?
They've done it for a while.
Yeah, but now it keeps, you have to always like blow into it like.
Yeah, I don't know what the circumstances are now. This was back in 2000.
What do you buy a used car and it has that?
I don't know, man.
You have to get busted for it first time.
It's a stolen car. Then you have that shit already in there.
To be a mean ass alcoholic or what?
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, that was your little vice.
That was dude.
Yeah, you did Jerry Lewis, bro.
I didn't party
bro.
At all, dude. Let me. I'm gonna be honest with you, dude. You know, me.
You do being coke or beer?
What's that?
Coke, beer, weed.
No,
PCP.
Back then. Oh, just drinking, man. Drinking. That was my thing, brother. I didn't do blow. I didn't smoke dope. I didn't nothing, bro. I didn't fucking
shoot. You really married to a black woman? That's just the act.
Yeah. I used to drink and fuck black women.
Because you were in a service, right?
Whoa.
You were in the army, right?
No, no, I wasn't in the military at all.
So you had those dog tags.
Oh, bro. Yeah, well, it's my grandparents.
Stolen valor.
Yeah, I know. No, but all my other family is in the military, so kind of technically, I guess. But yeah, man. Good stuff, brother. Good stuff.
They're saying the Warriors lost, but wait.
The Warriors lose?
But wait, it's still
3 minutes left.
3 minutes left.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Are they losing right now?
I'm watching. Anything could happen.
Yeah, man, dude. So I was, you know, I think having my son so early, dude, you know, I didn't really
party. How old were you?
I was, me and Ursula were probably like 20 years old. Yeah.
I remember watching you. I was out of town, and they show you trying out for Last Comic Standing.
Oh, yeah. It was.
You came on television.
Wasn't that the same year you yeah. won? Yeah.
And, you did a dope show about child support.
Oh, yeah, child support, and, yeah.
Vince Giraldo got it. And then Natasha, the girl, said it like,
"Yeah, she hated it.
You don't
bro.
Pay child support." And then like, you give her a look like it's a joke. Hello, it's your comic,
dude. The sound guys, the characters,
they all
bro.
Got it.
Yeah, man.
You can hear her like, you're auditioning.
Man. Yeah, dude.
That's the hard audition, though. Fuck dude, nobody
it
says.
It is. But Natasha, she didn't like it at all, bro.
But you were at least you got on your first time.
Yeah, dude, it was dope,
dude,
man.
How many motherfuckers called you?
A lot, dude. Yeah, even people when I went to the hospital, they were like, "Hey, man, I was watching that comedy show last night." They go, "You do stand up? There was a guy that looked just like you." Yeah, yeah. And I'm going, "Bitch, I don't know it was me. Come on, bro." Instant celebrity at work, bro.
That was a good season, dude.
I'm in the military. All
yeah, bro. Shit. Yeah, man. Look at my thumb tag. Yeah, man, dude. It was
dope. That was a dope ass season.
Yeah, and you know who got me through the line? I went there just to show up, bro.
Frazier Smith.
No, you don't know.
Rita.
You didn't have an audition. So did you just went in line?
Rita.
That's what's up, bro?
Dude,
you made it through.
Rita saw me in line. She goes, "What are you doing way
she's
back here?"
The manager of the Hollywood Improv.
Yeah, the manager of Hollywood Improv, dude. And she goes, "Oh my God."
She started at the Tempe Improv, people.
Second. Yeah. She told me to hold on a second. She went up, came right back.
She pointed at you like Rizzo?
Yeah, man.
You.
Yeah.
Come at me.
Yeah. And you know what? And so she got me in and she goes, "Hey," she goes, "I got you in." She goes, "Now the rest is up to you." She goes, "Go do what you do." And I just, that's why I went in there. And that was the first joke I said, man. Fucking.
When you were talking to the host, mm-hmm. Geraldo and Nikki and Natasha,
yeah.
After you got off, did they tell you that they were going to show you? Or did you sign paper right away? What did they say?
They didn't tell me nothing. They just told me to sign the paper.
Oh, right. So you know they were going to show you.
Yeah. Well, they didn't say that they were, but the guys were like, "Hey, we need you to sign it because in case that we show you," he goes, we have to have you sign this. And I go, "Oh, okay, cool." I didn't know that I was going to come out. I did not know that.
Bro, when I went out there to audition.
I didn't even watch it. I had to go back and watch it.
When I went to audition, I let my beach crew right outside the door.
You left
right?
What?
My beach cruiser, because I rode a bicycle over there. So as soon as I got past, they started interviewing me. And they asked me, "What were you going to do if you didn't make it through?" Same thing I'm doing right now. Unchaining my bike, going home and riding down through the sunset, right?
Yeah, right.
So I'm going to go down through sunset home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then that's what made them excited, bro. You got a bicycle?
Yeah, dude.
That's a How special crazy interest is story.
That, dude.
I picked you up that day after yeah. the audition.
Oh, special interest story, right? And then
put the bike in the
you
car.
Were old enough to drive, fool. This
guy. I put my trunk couldn't close, so I put your bike like on my 11. Trunk, and it just like clomped on it.
And,
clomped on it.
Yeah. And then fuck you.
All he rode was skateboards. How you driving, bro? Remember this guy? He always used to ride a skateboard, man.
I still ride a skateboard.
And then Joey Medina. I think Joey Medina was going to audition, but he was getting close, and I told him, "What same thing, bro. You got to have be something interesting, bro."
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I wish my mom had cancer.
Oh.
Nah, he didn't say that.
Then he came back to the Chinese
no,
woman.
He told me, fuck. He goes, "Man, I got to bring up a cancer story. Some kind of fuck it. My mom got out the leg." He was just throwing a bunch of them. I was dying.
I was going to say, man. I'm glad he didn't do anything sexually perverted like he usually does.
Came back to the Chinese lady.
Joe Medina's crazy, bro. We had him on a podcast, and I called him on that one time. He went to he was doing a show somewhere. In Arizona, they were having like an advertisement party. And all the advertisements there were there, like the lady from Comet, everybody. And this fool went to a room.
The spokespeople.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And he went to a room and got the Sharpie he was signing his cassettes with, by the way. Cassettes.
Cassettes.
Yes. And
Rodrigo, cassettes, bro. Oh, yeah, no?
Bro, cassettes. Oh, yeah, I just, and I CDs, just, right?
Memorex.
He cassettes. Wrote a happy, he made a happy face and a little tuck on his finger.
Bow tie.
It, a bow tie.
Oh, I remember that.
And when he looked at people, he was a Ziploc finger. Damn. You know how touchy chicks, bro?
At the club? Yeah,
man. You know, the club dancing with that guy?
That's so Joey.
You want to wiggle, girl?
Telling, he was really telling people that?
Go on a, yeah. You want to go on a date with me and my friend?
That's funny because you can't prove it. It's like saying you're Wilson from Home Improvement. Yeah, yeah.
The guy behind the well, at least he was a lot, at least he was a lot slimmer back then, bro. Oh, Joey Medina. God, man, I got stories.
You know, that's funny. Are you, imagine now with a fat, fatter finger. Are you using a Ziploc gun or the fucking trash bag, man? Hey, hefty, hefty, hefty.
It don't matter. They're all perverted.
I learned something new today, bro.
What, Doug?
Because George Lopez is was hosting the jazz festival.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And what's her name was performing on The Coup and the Gang.
Oh.
And Sheila E.
Ooh, she
yeah, she's badass, right?
She is badass.
Purple
bro.
Rain.
And then Mo Rodriguez posted, I would have never known. He said that that's the reason, she's the reason he plays
timbales.
Timbales, bro.
Really?
Wow. I didn't know.
That was the reason he ate timbales.
That's a little trip, FYI. Timbales. Anybody got any timbales? We just walk up to that food, play them, motherfucker.
Wow, chuck it out.
I was trying to do the math, but where were you born?
Because he's not that old, bro. He's. He's got to be this guy's age, right?
No, he's older than Martin.
Who?
How old are you, Martin?
30.
Okay.
He's probably,
yeah, man.
So you're 32.
I think he's probably 35. 35. Probably.
Who in a gang? Okay. The reason 30. I smoke coos and hang out with gangs.
That's when I started playing the bass.
Yeah.
It's funny when you know someone for a long time, then you see him post something, you know, like he's starting his own life somewhere else. You know, like, and then you know a lot of stuff. You just want to write like...
Yeah,
like, they get mad, dog. Like even
and
if
you're trying old, to do the math in your head,
even if you're real family,
even if you're old friend, like your old buddy, and you comment and shit, and they don't want you to comment.
Yeah,
but they want everybody else to be funny. And shit.
I blocked that motherfucker, dude.
Like what's talking about some food? Let's like, the food Cisco. He went to
God,
Boston.
Seen that guy
he went
forever.
To Boston and everywhere, and he took a picture of him outside Cheers. And I wrote, another plane, nobody knows who you are, doc.
Nobody knows your name.
Nobody knows your name.
Yeah.
Block. That shit's funny, dog.
Blocked.
You're breaking the facade that they've created for their fans.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
What the fuck, motherfucker?
You've known him too long.
Stop calling me out on it, bro. Block.
Joey Medina was right here and he called that fucking...
me for fucking talking shit to him on Twitter saying he was the first comedian in Vietnam. No, you weren't that.
Yeah, because Bob Hope was.
Was there first time.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He was doing stand-up. Did he have a microphone? And was he telling jokes?
Yeah.
Bob Hope did comedy, right?
Oh, yeah. He did comedy. He started the whole USO tours.
That was you who said that?
Yeah, I talked to him before.
You said another podcast?
No. This was when it happened. I don't think he even told me the name, but he was just like, yeah, man. Man, these fools are hating him, bro. You know, and I was like, oh, what happened? I was like, but what did he say? And he's like, you know. And then he said that, and I was like, well, to me that wasn't really a big deal. No, but I mean, Joey's my buddy, and I was just like, oh man, I go, absolutely. Don't worry about it, man. Like, just
you guys were talking,
come on, man. I go, yeah, dude.
Hey, some fools get mad about anything, dog.
Oh, you guys said that.
I don't give a fuck. I don't fucking.
You ain't
fuck,
lying,
dude.
Bro.
Well, they're sensitive, huh? Yeah. And you're a comedian. You're supposed to like, you know what I mean? Talk shit, right?
I was listening to a
unless
podcast.
You're my boy, bro.
What? Well,
let me tell you, bro.
I was like, you guys were saying that how Joey like has a big dick. I listened to a podcast. I think you guys were talking about like,
I don't know. Elvira. Tom Jones de-virginized Elvira. Yeah. She had to go to the ER, dog, and get sewn up.
Oh, my God.
But he was
picture?
Married
I saw
to the
dick
same
pic?
Woman.
It's big, bro.
Where'd
you get it?
In Hawaii, dog.
It was in a...
It was a personal text, bro.
We did a trip in El Paso. He showed me a picture of, like, girls going down on him. And then
why would
was,
you look at it, dog?
What would you tell the story right now? We were trying to tell stories that were cool.
Give up for a snake bite over here.
Oh, my God.
Like, okay, that's cool. Wait.
Yeah, bro.
But, hey, how old are these photos?
Really Polaroids?
They're old. They're Polaroids. Polaroids.
No, they weren't Polaroids. Maybe you took pictures of Polaroids. I don't know.
Hey, you're starting to sound like Momo Rodriguez right now, bro. I'm trying to think of the timeline. When were you around with Polaroids,
bro? The fucking dick had a staple scar.
That's what I said. I want to play a pogo stick.
The b-hole was humongous.
But they had a dog bite.
Oh, dude, man. Hey, you know what? We lived together for a while, so let me tell you.
I don't know. Willie and whatever, right? But he's the fuck. When he was saying, he's ugly, dog.
Put mine, bro.
Where did I put mine, bro?
It goes, come on, bro. That's fail, bro.
You ever work with Willie? You ever check in the road?
Yeah, no, I never on the road, but I used to work.
Let me talk to you, bro.
Yeah. I mean,
hey, bro, why you dancing,
I have to.
You went to his house?
Yeah. Yeah, and
wrestled
for 90% of the time that I've ever known Willie, he's always been cool to me. He's never really other than the other 10% that I can remember. But I mean, the guys, you know, we're all drunk, hammered, you know, talking shit, you know, no big deal. I'm the newer guy, yeah, you know. But you know, for the 90%, dude, he was totally fucking cool with me, dude. No, I never really had a problem.
I like people from Houston, bro.
Yeah, bro. Well, he, you know what? He didn't say that, Houston, dude. I remember fucking the first time that I opened up for Willie was in Houston. I was still living there at the time. And we had a badass fucking night, bro. It was a Thursday night. Larry Omaha was with us.
I wore his jacket, dog.
Yeah, bro. Larry Omaha was featuring. And Willie goes, hey, I want to go out to a club tonight, man. He goes, dude, where can we go? And I
said, where can we all go? Can you imagine that group?
Yeah, man.
Where can I take my dad, bro?
Me, Larry Omaha, and Willie Barcena, bro.
Bro, me... This fool and Chuck Martel, bro, at penthouse party.
That's right. Wow.
You guys smoke a lot of weed.
I always say comedians look like a weird group of people. Yeah, like old guy, a big guy, and a little kid. How do they meet? You know, we go out and eat.
They're looking at me.
Is this a pilot that they're trying to put together?
Fat, long hair, Chuck Martel. And then his little lover right here.
Yeah,
and Rodrigo, bro.
Little cut candy
the
hair.
Guardians of the Galaxy? What the fuck's going on here?
So where do we eat, eh?
Let me finish the story, bro.
A lot of weed.
I take him to one of the hottest spots in Houston, bro, on a Thursday night. It's a salsa club, bro. It's a salsa club,
in
bro.
Houston?
And, yeah. Bitches everywhere, bro.
Excuse me?
I knew I was gonna get on Willie's side, man. We walked in, and you know Larry Omaha is just kind of like, yeah, you know, and Willie's like, his
eyes open up. The owner of a casino here, eh?
Yeah, bro.
Fucking pit boss, eh? Oh, by one?
Oh,
by one. Warriors by one.
Whoa! And that's why they're gonna win the rest of the game.
Fuck
bro.
All that.
Yeah. So anyway, so we get there, we're having a great time.
I've been talking about Momo now.
About 20 minutes in, I get a phone call from my aunt.
Your aunt?
My aunt. And tells me that my grandmother just died, bro.
Oh, shit.
My demeanor, done. Changed. And Willie goes, hey, bro. He goes, what's the matter with you, man? And I go, hey, man. I go, I'm sorry, dude. I just got a phone call that my grandmother just passed away. He goes, that's a buzz killer, bro. I'll see you later, bro. And fucking Larry Omar took off.
Don't be bringing that buzz killer on me.
Yeah, man. He goes, dude, don't be a buzz killer, bro.
Bro.
Bro,
I can read people, bro.
Bro, I couldn't do anything but laugh.
What's wrong with you, bro?
Dude, I was so sad. But that was so funny. I laughed, bro.
Was that the last day of the road, or did you have more days with him?
No, it was just Houston. That was it, bro.
When shit like that happens, you just think of Joey Medina's dick.
It was big, guys. It was fucking.
We're gonna get banned from YouTube for talking about it too much.
Hey, man, it's big, bro.
Yeah. I feel like where's the dog, see? I got McDonald's dick coming on
it.
My dog is a dick in my ear.
Oh, my
God.
Yeah, there's some shit you can't unsee.
What happened after Larry Omaha hook up or what?
No.
The convalescent home fool or what?
Because I think Larry was telling me that he was really there just to kind of babysit Willie, you know. I just want to make sure that he was okay.
That was Larry's excuse.
He was like, I got to make sure he
doesn't
so,
go behind the bar.
I'll
take the fall off.
Does she have a mother? Dude, did you see those famous pick
pickup lines that fool has?
He's really? All, is she ha- does she have no. another one of them?
No, he'll talk to a girl, come up.
And who's Larry?
Larry will go up to the girl, yeah, so what's your name?
Martha.
My mother's name's Martha.
I've seen him. He's good.
How does that work on a girl? I don't know, that man. Wouldn't work on me.
Hey, man, he's sly. He's a sly dude, he's brother.
Oh, I've seen it. Yeah.
These are hey, what regular are, ladies.
Did I tell your ex-girlfriend?
You know, like when girls
want to see my dick,
want to see my humongous. It takes two selfies.
Wait, did you see the two-parter?
Yeah, yeah, the two-parter. Like, oh, I thought it was over. Oh, it keeps going. I swiped him up again.
Seven swipes, bro. seven swipes.
I ran out of memory.
Did Joey touch you when he showed you these
ones? It wasn't even
like,
hard.
It was like more than a story. Oh, my God.
So.
That fucking dick has lungs on.
What were we talking about? I forgot. I can't stop thinking about Joey's dick. What were we talking about? Oh, he was hitting on him.
Somebody
on
please count how many times we've said Joey's dick. Please.
Take a shot every time you hear Joey's dick.
Follow that punching glove.
Speed bag.
Hey, my homie Everlast, dog. Right here.
His pee hole has teeth. That's how big
it is. That dick has a nose ring, huh?
Oh, my God. Bro.
He should have been a porn star, bro.
I
know that fool eating fake Applejack, bro.
Fool, you would have been in the heels, though.
Fake Applejack.
You would have had a Ferrari, though.
They were Apple Dapples.
Joey's dick should have been doing comedy.
It came with a cinnamon packet, but you got to put it in
it. Eating that shit with a fork.
Oh, my God.
when he was here on the podcast, I told him, bro, one time you said you were going to eat lunch, and you grabbed raw spaghetti and ate it, bro.
Shoot on the crunchy.
Like, let me eat lunch real quick. You're just eating. I'm talking, you're eating raw spaghetti, bro.
I did that one time, but I was like 7, and my mom left me in the house alone, and I like tried to cook it on the fire. And it was like burnt crunchy. But that's a kid. I was 7.
How do you digest
raw spaghetti,
bro? Yeah,
I live in Mundo.
Did he eat it or his dick eat it?
I live in Mundo shared a closet there. Bro, bad dog.
Ooh, God. No way.
He wants to charge me rent for the closet.
Yeah, man. Did you know Ralphie May in Houston or not?
Yeah, yeah, I did.
Hey, what's going
when
on?
When he started?
Yeah, I was there for about 97, 98, 99. Yeah, so I was already going on my fourth year, I guess. And then that's when he moved to L.A. to do Last Comic Standing. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, fucking the rest is history for that guy, man. He just... blew the fuck up, bro. But yeah, man, I came up at a good time, man. A lot of guys were there that were hot at the time. Man, Doug Stanhope was always going through there.
Oh, that's so cool.
Joe Rogan was going through there.
Jeff Garcia was going there a lot back then.
Jeff Garcia was going
and
back
Willie,
there a lot.
And Luke Torres.
Willie was going. Oh, Luke Torres.
I discovered
Freddie Soto was coming there.
Freddie Soto. Forgot about that.
Yeah,
food.
Man.
He probably was the most besides Willie. He was probably bringing in heat, huh?
Yeah, dude.
And then, of course, Colum and C and Joe Lopez were just selling out every fucking show.
Probably.
They were always selling out, right, George?
And Pablo.
George, Pablo, and Mencia. George and Mencia were and selling out like everywhere. Crazy. Yeah, Paul was still coming in, but not as much. He wasn't coming in as much as Carlos and George were.
Bro.
He wasn't touring as much.
In 1998, I opened, bro, for... Gene Bompa. He was headlining.
Jeez, really?
And Sully McCullough was featuring.
Sully McCullough, wow.
And they flew me out, bro, and had a room back then when they were paying your ass.
Showbiz.
Paid me $325 to host, and they flew me out. And I
the
fucking
club
had a room,
brought you
the
out?
Club, yeah.
Wow.
And Sully McCullough, he fucking drove. He had a badass 1985 Bronco blue one.
Oh, wow.
He always had nice vintage.
He drove by himself, bro. And he had a 5 cases of you know your mama, you know your getaway books.
Oh God!
Sold them all.
I still don't have a copy of that.
Sold them all, and then people and he has more shipped to him. But yeah, man, that was
fuck, man, damn, that's old school. Opening up for
so when I was talking to there Mike Burnell, the manager back then, he was the manager of the Punchline Sacramento.
Yeah,
he told me that. George Lopez and Carlos Mencia, they compete with each other to sell out more shows or add more shows. Them two.
That would surprise me.
They were the top, even back then. they were always selling out.
Yeah, because I would say Pablo and Freddie Soto were probably like right under that.
When the young comics, they talk shit, you know, like, oh, he's done. Nah, dog, he's been headlining since I started, so yeah, I don't know, man. Yeah. You're just starting. He's still headlining, so.
Yeah.
And you're not headlining, bro.
Connecticut. Yeah.
I mean, he started. These guys were Pablo. I remember one time, man, Pablo was sweating at a special, and they were saying he's done. But that fool been headlining since I started.
Ever.
And I've been doing this comedy for, 25 years now? 24
Maxie
years?
Easy, dude.
So these guys been headlining since I started, and they're still headlining. And these guys talking shit, and I'm still not even opening.
No, I just saw Pablo at the Ice House like a couple of weeks ago, man. He was headlining. I was like, I didn't even know he was here. I was like, I went over there, said hello, took a picture.
That's a punch that's ever
seen. And I watched, I watched probably like 10 minutes before I had to go and do my spot. But the 10 minutes, he was murdering like back like in 97, 98, bro. Damn. Like murdering.
Oh,
I was like,
he's still a dealer, dog.
God, I was like, this guy. Was hysterical, and I was like, though. And I mean, the crowd is just like, I mean, he still has that energy. He still has the energy. Yeah, dude. The voice is everything, bro.
Pablo, it's time to get up.
Yeah. Kill myself.
You could not have my tortillas.
Yeah.
What's up, Macho Rizzo? Well, they're still thinking about Joy Medina's penis.
He wants to tap dance on it, huh?
He has nightmares of him riding in shit like fucking Flash Gordon. Eh?
His dick has
like a horse, huh?
His dick has an intestine.
That dick got his own zip code.
Oh, God. And he's saying it like he actually has seen it before. Like,
hey,
yeah.
Man, what's the craziest thing you did in his, like, in comedy to hustle? Because, like, I remember I made a bunch of CDs, bootleg CDs. What have you done to get by? What have you sold? You sold shirts? No,
I sold shirts.
I never see you with merch.
I sold shirts years ago. This is when I first started. And then I started selling CDs. The first shirt I sold, it said was a white T-shirt with blue trimming fitted, and all it said was "toputo" on it. That's all it said, which is basically slang, especially in Texas. Just means like, you know, like how George Lopez says, you know, mas puto. Yeah. Well, that was ours, toputo. But it was big in Texas. And because I was mainly doing gigs in Texas, fuck, I was selling shirts like fucking hotcakes, bro.
Speaking of Texas comedian, bro, have you guys seen fucking Raymond Norton lately? Fucking buff.
He looks like a walking Photoshop. Like, he doesn't fit his body's all
took
buff.
Vitamin business and
comedy. I have not seen that.
Level.
Really?
It's weird. I worked with him.
Scary buff. Last year.
Steroids buff.
Last Valentine's Day. Not this Valentine's Day.
She's like, I'm not saying that, but it's just weird buff.
It's not Planet
Barry Bonds buff.
It's not Planet Fitness buff.
What were you saying about Valentine's Day?
No, that's the last time I saw him. And he was like taking supplements and doing those vitamins.
And that guy's fucking...
Well, he has the gout fucked up. That's what he said. He has to start...
Yeah,
his diet and all that shit.
Joe Medina fucking suffers from gout, too.
There's a couple motherfuckers that got gout.
Yeah, he tells me that shit hurts, man.
I can't eat
because I work in the medical field,
no
bro. I know that shit hurts, bro.
With Jesus, with the fucking lightning bolt. Huh?
Yeah, it's weird.
That's him.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm gonna start getting. He looks like Arnold. I'm done being fat, dog.
You can't just declare it.
It wasn't the king.
Like, let's say it out loud and then make it happen.
Dog, I'm starting to drink monsters, punching holes in the wall and shit.
It looks like his face.
I think you read it wrong. That's Noe Gonzalez.
I'm gonna come back and I'm fucking kick out
Gabriel's
ass and Alfred. I'm fucking up, bro.
Hey,
sounds
like Marky.
I can't do nothing. Hey, bro.
Him and Willie wrestle match.
Dude, I remember when Noe Gonzalez was featuring for Carlos Mencia.
Let's see the whole body, though. You know when fools lose a bunch of weight? Let's see what you look like after the fucking
Maybe he's got
shit,
hips. Some dudes have hips.
It's not an easy fool.
He doesn't seem like he has hips.
No, he has real small legs.
Yeah.
Skinny.
Prison legs?
He's skipping
leg
day?
Hell no, bro. Like,
is that what it
chicken
is?
Legs?
Is yeah, that what you're saying? Legs. He's skipping
like
leg day?
Like Dwight Yoakam.
I saw the fool with shorts.
They got a tan or they're white?
Yeah, man. What's up, fool? So how long in your stand-up career did you start headlining?
Oh, gosh.
Probably everybody in Texas always starts... They start headlining and touring 6 months, right?
Yeah, they start headlining, then they start featuring, then they start opening.
What fucking planet is this on?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. I'll show you the TikTok toe method, man.
YouTube.
Shit, you want to know what Gabriel's where he's at? Because of me, man. Shit, man.
Yeah, man. Let me hear what you learn, man.
I'm telling you, man.
Oh, man.
I taught him
dude.
Everything he knows, man.
cut up all the dead weight.
Have you ever recorded you? Man, the worst story
that's
ever
bad breath, hot dog.
Cristela Alonso told me that she was doing a set one time. And this is an unknown rule. I guess Texas comedians do that like a lot. She fucking said that she was doing her set and Rick Gutierrez picked up her set list.
Her notebook.
And her notebook, bro. You know, her notebook. Opened it up.
Those are my jokes.
We were trying to find the jokes that she was saying and it was tagging them up, eh? And she knew it was him.
He was writing notes.
The notebook smelled like shit.
is that breathing
on your heart.
is that before Latina Cristela or hipster Cristela?
Latina. Oh. No, Latina. Yeah.
Correct.
Latina X.
Dude, come on, man. You don't do that, right?
Well,
I don't care if I don't like a person. I would never do that.
No.
I was talking to the tape recorder, but I would never do that. You're talking
to the recorder. Yeah, dude. See, that fool,
give up, dog.
That fool left a trail, bro.
Dude. I would, though. You need to record right next to me and you're bombing. I'm going to go talk
maybe
to
this
it.
Isn't for you, dog.
I've never.
Hey, do your good shit.
You're conscious.
No, yeah, I don't think he's ever done that with me. And now he's given me advice.
You need to give him a tic-tac.
But, yeah.
like a box of them.
I know, right?
Open your fucking mouth.
What is that game that everybody play, that you play with the numbers?
Loteria.
Sudoku.
Sudoku, bro.
Sudoku.
Sudoku. Yeah. Sudoku method.
Excuse me over there. We're all wrong.
Yeah, man.
So, yeah, man. Never taught you the tic-tac-toe method?
No.
Taught you, bro?
Hey, man, that's what you're talking
about. Tell me about it, bro. Tell me about it.
Did you ask?
We have a young comic listening, bro.
He just volunteered
the Danny Comedy Freddy, Mega Man.
He just came up to me and he wrote the tic-tac-toe, and I was like, this is the one everybody talks about, you know? It's like.
You were like, what?
He said, yes, master.
Yes, finally. I was excited.
Teach me the ways.
Enseñame.
Get me away from Joey Medina's dick.
Teach the dick tic-tac-toe method, man.
So, what if he drew a dick in the tic-tac-toe?
He tricked it like Big Lebowski.
Hey, the little dick, the dick starts doing stand-up, huh? Knock, knock, who's there?
Hey,
me,
cocksucker. Hey, remember in Superbad?
It's Grandpa Dick.
Martin's just like, damn.
remember
that Superbad? Dick has a mind of his own.
Huh?
Remember Superbad when Jonah Hill was drawing the dicks? Yeah. He got caught? I used to do that in middle school. Me and my friends used to draw dicks.
I heard you got caught sucking them, though.
I remember we used to draw dicks, and my teacher, she grabbed my notebook, and she was like, what is this? And she was like, I need to talk to you after school. So I was supposed to meet after school, and I was scared. He's like, fuck, I drew a whole bunch of dicks, me and my friends. And we would draw dicks on the magazines, you know? So then I think she was going through a divorce because she was, like, not there. So when after school, she went to the teacher's lounge.
And you're
I went in there,
just doing this.
I took the notebook, I threw it away, and I ran. And she forgot about it.
She sounds made up, dog.
I swear to God, man. It was, like, in 1999, bro. I was drawing 8 years before Superbad, bro.
We have a serial dick drawer in our school.
How big were those dicks you were drawing?
Glasses on here, bro.
So what's the tic-tac-toe
put a little
method?
Tuxedo on that
you don't
dick,
know it?
I don't know it, bro.
Oh, my God.
He really did
Rick, no, Rick Gutierrez did
it's
not.
Like,
you know, you do the tic-tac-toe, you do the line like you're doing tic-tac-toe.
Like a hash, yeah. Okay.
So they're like, what's like brainstorming. They're nine squares.
Yeah.
So Rick would say that you have to do like
5 minutes in each square.
5 minutes in each square.
On one topic.
And it's 45 minutes on each topic.
Oh, shit.
So you put dogs here, whatever.
Bad breath. Stinky feet.
There's a gang problem in the neighborhood.
You yell at the end of every joke.
It's like 15
minutes. You're the first guy in Texas to do it.
I'm trying to sleep, but there's a fucking guy clean outside.
Hey, that joke sounds kind of familiar, man.
He sells it after the show. It's a tic-tac-toe.
Inside joke.
Fool. One time.
That's a you thought.
Gabriel was performing on stage. And then I guess Pablo saw a little bit, right? He walked away. And then Rick told Gabriel, "What did he say anything?" "Yo, man. He said, very familiar, man." And then that fool just put his head down, dog. I would have never told him that, bro.
Yeah.
I would have never said shit.
Yeah,
like anybody who's paying me, I'm gonna say anything to make them feel bad. Eh?
Yeah.
Is that the truth?
The truth.
That was the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very familiar, man.
People need to hear
it. They've been lying to you too long, man. I came to tell the truth, baby.
Sometimes people.
If
need
someone
would
have told me that right there after a killer set, and if somebody said that,
dude.
I would have said, "Man, you know what, man? I didn't want to say this, dude. But go to my bag. There's a brand new bag of Colgate, bro. Take it."
Yeah.
And this is my dentist.
Since we're being honest, Rick.
And use my hairbrush. Don't use a Polaroid.
It's a picture of Macho Rizzo scared after watching a Polaroid of Joey Medina. A Polaroid of a Polaroid. So what's up, man? So you only have one son?
That's it,
man. You pay
man.
Child support? Yeah, you look different with your glasses, bro.
You're not even Puerto Rican now, dog.
Hell yeah, bro. You're
Mark Anthony, right?
Andre Fernandez, right? Luis Pujols.
Even my demeanor changed, man.
I haven't had you over here, bro.
Yeah.
Look at that Puerto Rican sports writer.
You're done with the payments?
Yeah, man, my kid's 24.
Oh, shit. They shit, don't mean
bro.
Money, man.
Yeah, bro. Fuck it. Yeah, exactly, man.
You went to Harvard, man.
Does it feel like the same as when you finish doing a payment, like at Sears?
Nah, man. No, okay. Dude,
I don't know.
Bro, nobody was more happier than me when that shit was coming to an end, and nobody was more sad than my fucking ex-wife at the end of all that shit, bro. Literally, it was just we were going in two opposite directions, and it feels fantastic. And that's why when I hear, like, other comedians or, you know, just the people that I know that I work with maybe that are going through this shit, and they got their kids are like 5, 7, 3, 2, and I'm like, man, you got a long fucking way to go, brother. And I said, I feel sorry for you, but get ready for fucking even worse hell than you're fucking already going through right now, dude. I go, because it's going to get fucking worse.
The best time, the best thing you can tell somebody, even though they're not going to listen, bro, you just got to be nice.
Well,
if it's going to get ugly, dog, you got to hold your temperature.
Well, fuck that. I be Rick Gutierrez. I'm like, fuck it. So familiar, bro. They start telling me their sad stories. I go, you're so familiar, bro.
Oh, my God.
And then I walk off, bro.
Shoot yourself, bro. I don't know what to tell you, bro. Oh.
You got a knife? Go fucking do it. Use it right here, bro.
I remember one time somebody was depressed, bro. I think it was that comedian. What's his name? That comedian? Oh, man. Not fucking the one you know.
Kelly Swing.
Not Kelly Swinging, bro. Somebody else. Oh, man. Dusty Brown or Brown Dirty.
White guy?
Black dude.
Oh, black guy. Ooh, way off.
Hamburger.
Daryl Heath?
No. He was the Wild Coyote. But he Or Smokey Bear, or Smokey the Bear.
Oh, Smokey D's.
Smokey D's.
Yeah!
Oh, he was bummed, dog.
Yeah.
Bummed. Like his wife was leaving, or somebody was leaving his ass. He goes, man, we're smoking a joint. And then like I said, you know, you still gotta go up, right? Yeah. Because the whole time I was thinking, I said it all low, right? Because I could have kept those $50, right? If we don't go up.
Yeah.
That's why I said, you know, all right, but I think your neck.
And what did he say?
I just smoked that fool out, got him all loaded, bro, and hopefully he didn't get DUI.
Oh, my God, dude.
Bro, another time, bro, I was partying with a guy came to go party with us, hang out with us at Wild Coyotes, and then the last time I saw him was like a New York comedian, bro. That fool was telling. That fool went to Willie Barcena's house and got more loaded, dog.
Oh, my
goodness. And spent the night. But that fool told me this crazy story, bro, that was scary later on. He goes, man.
Scary.
Because he was from Arizona, New York guy. He goes, I was at a party in New York, and guess who walked in? He said, who, man? Fucking Samuel the Booger Vandal.
Holy shit.
It was a bunch of white kids, you know, a bunch of crazy motherfuckers. And what did you do, dog, bro? I got next to a phone, bro. It just took me 5 minutes. I couldn't make a phone in 5 minutes. But the whole time you were telling that story, bro, I was sober, bro. No drugs.
Yeah.
I was like, I wanted to say, don't be lying.
What the fuck?
That dude didn't go home, and I think his wife or his chick left him, bro.
Oh, shit. Damn.
Want to party at Willie's again, though?
Yeah, no. No.
See what happened for
you? Lose your job, bro?
Nah.
Hey,
you kill roaches, bro. Nobody cares, bro.
Hey, bro, what did you want to be, dog? A security guard, bro, your whole life? Or a comedian, bro?
No, I want to
get a good night's sleep, dog.
Yeah. I remember Catherine was there. I did loss prevention, too. Man, they had you right there next to the 2x404, bro, like a pit bull right there, bro.
Okay, oh, man.
Did you see those videos of him wrestling his son on Facebook?
No.
Shut up.
They're more recent, right?
Yeah. It's real, bro. It's crazy.
Why?
He gets all red-faced.
Yeah, dude.
Are these people chiming in right here?
Yeah, bro.
He's sweating beer.
Oh, shit,
beer.
I didn't know that, bro.
You have dates coming up?
Yeah, actually, I'm going to be in Phoenix at the House of Comedy at the end of the month.
Rick Bronson's?
Rick Bronson's.
Cool as hell.
Yeah, dog.
I'll be
you know that Rick Bronson, bro?
What's that?
You look like young Rick Bronson.
Yeah, Ricardo Bronson.
Really?
Ricardo, though. You know him?
No.
He's cool.
I mean, I've seen pictures of...
Ring a joint. He likes to smoke weed.
Really?
Rick Bronson, he has a Phoenix club now? But, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's in Phoenix. Yeah, because the last time I was there with Kate Quigley. He was there, actually.
We saw him in Toronto. We saw him
at the comedy store.
Yeah, and we seen him at the comedy store.
Oh, really?
But we saw him also when we were in Canada.
Yeah.
Ooh.
He showed up. He had an Ontario club. He has two clubs.
You were at the Edmonton club.
Edmonton, yeah. Alberta.
Is it true that you can't go to Canada if you have a DUI?
No.
You'll have a lot of trouble. But
you have to pay.
You're going to have to pay money, though.
It'll cost you the same money you make there to go there. So you would just make merch.
Yeah, but they're waiting for you, though. No. I would go.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pay the money, though.
Dude, let me tell you, man. They love American comedians. That's the reason he opened up the clubs. Because the competing clubs, they only book local comedians.
Right.
Canadians. But they want to see Americans.
They're grateful, dog.
Yeah. They're really grateful, dog.
Like, dude, every comedian I know that goes up there, they're like, dude, you got to go to Canada. Man. It's the fucking best.
It's like performing somewhere for the first time or landing on the moon.
Damn.
It's true.
On the moon
It's
better.
Like you're
European. They go, man.
A lot of dirty-ass shoes, though.
They say, like, wherever you're from, they say, oh, man, you brought that Cali flavor over here.
Cali flavor, fuck,
and I'm like, what flavor? I'm just doing regular act.
I want to feel like I'm on the moon. Again.
California with the
Yeah,
money.
I've been high enough where I thought I was on the moon, and I like that experience, bro. So I'm gonna go with that, bro.
Canada.
Fuck. Oh man.
Funny when people try to do jokes on the internet,
like this
little message board,
like. Homie in the hat looks like he pees when he laughs hard, and it's not even funny, man.
Do you pee when you?
I mean, that's the best one, Daniel. Daniel, you're the kind of guy that puts his pants down, puts a mirror on the floor, and jerks off while watching his own ass.
Yeah, dog.
Bro, you're gonna come up with funny ones like that, bro. You can't be saying no hacky ass, funny, unfunny comments.
You need to send them.
Sometimes I don't like to comment on the comments, but when they're all unfunny, uncreative.
I look, that's the same guy who said drinking coffee kind of late.
Oh my god.
He's concerned with how late we're drinking coffee.
Anyway, I don't want the guy to hang himself tonight. Everyone's so touchy. Have you touched with touchy crowds lately?
As far as
PC? Or you don't.
Yeah.
Or anybody has told you, man. What's up with your fucking glasses, dog? That Houston hat.
Yeah, man. Sorry, I know I get shit like that all the time, bro. Yeah.
Only in LA, how will somebody yell out, fuck the Astros.
As soon as I go up.
Why? Like, only in LA.
I go, look.
No one else cares, but LA does.
Yeah. And I know it's good. And I know it's going to give me shit, but I just don't give a fuck anymore, bro. And I'm like, I didn't come here to fucking talk about the Astros. It's just the hat that I'm fucking wearing.
I know, right?
Listen, you want to talk about the Astros or you want me to tell jokes and make you laugh? You know what I mean? And then it's my only way that I go, all right, let's get off of that shit. And I'm not here to fucking indulge in the shit. Let me do my fucking shit. And trust me, you're going to laugh and have a good time. And then we're all going to fucking do blow after the fucking show and fucking get down. All right? Fucking, let's have a good time, right? And these guys, man, oh, fuck Houston. Fuck the Astros. Like, y'all suck. I'm like, oh, God, here we go.
I had to do a promo today. I had to do a promo for Chicago. And I'm going to do it with my this shirt and alley hat and be all happy.
You had to do four promos.
Four promos, yeah, right? But one of them, I just wanted to wear the alley hat and say I'm coming to LA. But I didn't want people to comment, you know, bro.
Yeah.
Leave the hat at home, man. Or some other bullshit.
Is that what they say?
Yeah, they say shit like that. But then you comment on them.
We send it off to them.
And they pussy out right away. I was only kidding, eh? Yeah. No, you weren't, dog. Yeah. I called you on it, and you pussy it out because you're a big pussy.
Yeah, man.
Fucking troll.
Dude, what?
Keyboard warrior.
Yeah,
man.
I mean, I get it, you know.
They troll you, bro?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's nothing different than after we get past it and then the show goes on and then, you know, I do my shit. We get down and then they want to fucking buy me a drink. Well, you know what? I am going to let you buy me a fucking drink, but I'm not going to talk to you. You know what I mean? I'm going to take the fucking drink. I'm not stupid. I am Latino. I'm going to take that drink. Yeah, but I'm not going to sit here and then just try to be your best friend. Fuck all of that, man. You know, because you're right, dude. They do come at you, man. They fucking give you shit. Like, dude. And then after the show, they fucking want to be your friend. And then,
I help you, eh?
Like, yeah, I'm like, man.
We're a good team together.
We're a team.
So you ever work with Chris Fonseca?
Yeah, man.
Did you like push him around and all that shit?
I had the fortunate of you know,
you were opening for him and touring with him,
that I didn't have to do that.
Oh shit!
Yeah, you... bro. But yeah, bro, I remember Kane doing Lopez? A lot of shows with him. Yeah, I remember Kane, bro.
Kane Lopez told me he was working with him, and that fool was loaded, bro. Like passed out, and for the night before, right? Like whatever, he gets fucked up back then.
Oh,
he said he opened up the wheelchair. And he opened up the seat part. You know how the where you sit down, it slaps.
Yeah.
Like, he had his face too close to it. When they opened, all those fumes when it came up his face.
Oh God.
Colostomy bag attached on.
I don't know what's worse, that or Rick Gutierrez's breath, or
he has colostomy
this
breath.
This guy with Joey Medina's dick. Man, what's going on here?
Choose the best one.
Podcast
for
is
a guy who has cerebral palsy, he pretty has it together in the room. I remember I dropped him off. Right? I dropped him off, and he was partying then, and he his room looked like a tornado went through it. Jeez. But everything was close enough, like if you could pack it, sitting down, I guess.
Oh wow,
that's how your room looks.
Yeah.
He had no hooks, that fool, I bet.
Wow, that means Chris Fonseca's doing really well there.
Dude, yeah, man.
You want to hear something crazy? I was just recently in Portland doing Harvey's with Manny Maldonado. And this is how crazy this is, man. This was last year, actually. Or was it last year? Or I don't remember. You guys will know. And we're looking up at the things like this in the green room. And there's an old picture up of Kane Lopez of when he headlined there.
Oh, right.
And at Harvey's Comedy Club in Portland. And I said, dude, I go, look at that, man. It's Kane Lopez. And man, he's like, fuck, man, isn't that weird? Like, you know, we just start talking about Kane and blah, 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 blah. And we were talking about how him and Siddiqui were really good friends. And
you're a buzzkill, bro.
I know. You see why Willie walked off on me, bro? And, dude,
so Siddiqui fully passing away.
And then the next day, next day is when I got a text message from Manny in the morning. He goes, crazy, dude. This is going to be crazy. He goes, but fucking Siddiqui died, man. He goes, look at your feed and your Facebook. I was like, holy shit.
How about
bro.
That one message? Are you still alive? Just checking. It's like,
yeah,
what
who
the
wrote
fuck?
That?
Ernie G.
Wait, who did that?
Are you alive or not, bro?
Come on, bro.
Can I take your gigs?
Do you remember, were you around when... everyone thought Honest John died.
Yes.
Man,
yes. Yeah, man.
Did you start that rumor?
We had him here.
That
room
while the rumor was on.
That rumor started. It started in Denver, Colorado. He fell sick on stage, okay? And then there was a comedian back then, a local comedian from Denver, a Latino comedian. I forgot his name. But he helped him, right?
Yeah.
And then like that fool called up Ernie G and told him.
Oh, and then the wrong person.
The story changed after him. Then I heard that he died.
The grapevine thing.
Well, I called everybody, bro. Yeah. Bro, he died. And I called a ha-ha. And
you were letting everybody know?
Yeah. I called a ha-ha.
It's before Instagram.
I called a ha-ha and fucking... Jack's wife, what's her name?
Terry.
Terry said, oh my God, are you sure? Because he has a spot at 9:30.
Yeah, I'm calling about that spot.
Yeah, that's why I'm calling and telling you.
I used that as an excuse to get fucked up, bro.
It started out with Honest John just going to CVS to fucking call that fool.
Yeah, he's just had
by the time he got back
diarrhea.
To LA,
yeah.
John's dead.
Yeah, I saw his long ass receipt at CVS, man. He just doesn't look
I
like
blew
good.
Up his answering machine, dog. I called that fool all loaded and say, hey, man. I really hope you didn't die. But if you did, eh, that is fucked up, eh? Call me if you didn't.
Dude. I tripped over Joey's that dick, man.
That fool said later, like 3 days later that I wish people were calling me for gigs.
I know.
Yeah, man. Dude. You ever been on the road with John? Honest John?
For only one time, him and I drove to do a show in Blythe. And we...
What?
We got lost.
My name is Honest, too.
We got lost on the way to Blythe, bro. Like, the show supposed to be there at 8. We got there at 9:30.
Oh, my God.
And we were lost, fool. He had a fucked up Toyota that had... The only thing that worked on that Toyota was the fucking cigarette lighter, bro.
Plug in your beeper.
And there was no radio, yeah, right? bro. And there was no cell phone back then.
Yeah.
So I don't know what to do, bro. There was no, and he goes, I gotta save my voice for the show. I have a sore throat. So there was no talking either, bro.
Oh, my God.
So, dog, I fell asleep, bro.
No way.
I fell asleep by
ocean. So you woke up lost.
We woke up, and this fool made a wrong turn, bro. Like, he was supposed to go take the 8, and he took some other freeway. And then we saw, like, a Coke machine, like a commercial, bro. I said, that place must be open. Like that fucking Coke machine is open.
That's where the show is at.
So we went over there, and there were, like, 5 country fools, like, 5 redneck guys.
They weren't wearing white hoods, were they?
Nah, man, they were wearing white hats.
White hats.
And we spoke to them. We go, where'd you guys go? We're to a comedy show. We're lost. What's your name?
Tell
my name is Felipe. His name is Honest John. My name is Honest, too. And that's Honest Hank. And this is Honest Bill. And I am Honest. I am Honest Abe.
Honest
Bill. Hank. That's Honest Hank. And that fool said. Honest John just looked at all of them, bro.
All the Honest.
He goes, he didn't say nothing to them, bro. He just turned around sad.
Well, he had a sore throat, bro. He couldn't talk.
He didn't say nothing, bro. Honestly, he didn't want to say anything.
Honestly, yeah. Sounds like a wrestling name, Honest John.
We get there, bro. Daryl Blackshear, bro. You know Daryl Blackshear?
The name sounds
familiar. The guy that wears a thong on stage.
He does what?
He wears a thong at the end of his set.
Oh, yeah, okay. I don't think I've ever seen that.
Bro, you've seen
the name sounds familiar.
He was working at the Urban Improv.
Okay, I'm sure.
Bro, one time I had no comedians at Wild Coyote and that fool showed up. And I say, man, I think most of them didn't show up. Man, you want to go up and do 15? Really? All right, man. Just give me 5 minutes. I'm going to go get my thong.
Get out.
So who went to the bathroom and then put on his thong?
That was his joke.
His closing bit.
Wouldn't you think he would wear it already?
I have no idea.
It's for like chicks or something.
He hooked up that night.
No chick wants to see
he fucking hooked up that night.
There's a Chippendales
book. And went with a chick inside some Navy guy, he went to in some car with somebody, really? Right?
It wasn't Honest John, was it?
And there was a guy, there was a table full of Navy guys that they were just hanging out, right? And I guess they were going to get shipped out, but they were just hanging out. And one of the Navy guys went inside a car with Daryl Blackshear.
Oh,
and it was
God.
Like a victim, bro, like your style, right?
Wait, he fucked a girl or a guy?
No, the girl.
They saw Joey Medina's dick.
No, it was a girl. They went inside with a girl, but Daryl Blackshear said he left. Why'd you leave? Oh, man, this motherfucker took all his clothes off in the car.
Get out. So
I said, you know what? He put his pants on. No, fool. He took all his clothes out. I said, but he was in the Navy. Yeah, dog. He took all his clothes off and folded them and put them to the side. And then looked like, all right, I'm ready.
So he pulled his panties to the side.
Swinging over there, huh?
Hey, man.
Oh, he hung out everything, bro. His fucking little badge. His shiny-ass shoes.
He even took off his glasses.
He's shining them up.
Bro, he was looking for a hanger for his pants, bro.
Let me take off my pants.
He was like, hey, man, he's an officer and a gentleman.
Yeah,
but that fool said, oh, hell no. No, you just wore a thong on stage.
I know.
He thought it was going to be okay.
How are you going to wear a thong on stage and then be so proper with your fucking clothes?
Not expect some sort of freaky.
Yeah, it's like, where do you put mine?
Whatever happened to you, bro, where another dude showed up?
And wore a thong?
Kicked you to the side or something?
Ever. No.
Me and Ray, they had to stay with the same chick, bro.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right.
Turns dude, me a psycho on him. She turned psycho on him.
Bro.
Bro.
You guys hooked up with the same
chick? No.
I
met this chick one time, bro.
Brothers-in-law.
I never talked about her. Dude, but no, first time I met her.
Yeah.
She came over. I opened up that notebook. She had a notebook. And my photo were in that notebook, bro, like a little girl from fucking Tiger Beat or something. Like,
Tiger Beat.
If I was Donnie Osmond, bro.
Yeah, bro.
And then like, she had a folder for that. And a folder for also Molly, and a folder for everything she liked.
Dude, but I didn't know, the folder, bro.
How old was she?
I don't know. 40?
I don't know. Yeah, she was an older girl.
Back
that
in the days, right? And then, like, because I remember that was the days that I was, bro, I did a show with you while I was cracked out.
Yeah.
Bro.
Oh, man.
That night. I remember that night because I fucking, there was a guy that I kidnapped, bro, and took with me.
What the?
Remember that white boy?
What was his name, though?
So you ended up hooking up with that girl later on, right?
Yeah. And all she would do is talk about him.
Was she a groupie?
Yeah.
Dude.
Groupie, huh?
Yeah.
big time. That's all she would do is I.
When you guys were having sex,
Felipe, Esparza. Yeah, I'm gonna drive to San Antonio and pick him up and
were
bring him to
jealous?
Houston, and then we're gonna drive back. And she's telling me, I'm like, why the fuck are you telling me? And that's the first night I met her. That was the first night I met her. I didn't know who the fuck she was. I was doing a gig in a bar with. It was me.
What
Cleto
year
Rodriguez.
Was this?
Oh man, this had to be early 2000s. Like, God, man, shit, I don't know. I was still living in Houston.
I'm gonna hear my head going 2004.
She's doing the math.
You're sending them the telepathic.
I know, message. Right?
I was like, going to bring back his dick. Yeah.
Yeah. Way before you, man.
Yeah, dude. I knew it was early 2000s because I didn't move to LA till 2006.
You were not so living
it was way
back
before
then.
Yeah, I was living in Texas still. Back
that's
then.
Man. Shout out to Eddie Cruz. He booked me for that show, and I was.
Oh,
late.
Is that? Oh, wow. Yeah, man. Oh shit, dude.
Missed my flights. Oh man, what the fuck was I doing, bro?
Was it a different time in Houston?
No, that was I missed my flight, but I ended up showing up late. Pete picked me up, bro.
Oh, did
I
he? Big sweat. Pete.
I was wearing Pete Pallet. Pete.
Yeah, Pete. Peretti.
Pete
Peretti.
The owner, right? Yeah. And he picked me up,
big
bro.
Italian
I'll
boy.
Never forget that, dude. I was wearing, I look like Orange is the New Black, bro. I was wearing black sweats, a black sweatshirt, and I had a backpack full of dirty clothes. Eh? And then I had no socks. And I was like with no socks for the last 2 days. I've been up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I performed like that. And he looked at me like, I don't think this guy's going to make the whole week.
I remember you told me that one show you did, like, you were in the same socks forever, and then you're sliding inside your shoes with sweat. Like, oh shit!
Yeah, when he would come home off a binge, his socks were just like they were caked.
Best
up.
Birthday ever.
Best birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were wet.
Resbalándome.
And then I was, man, Eddie was telling me that story.
What
the
story? What Eddie?
The slippery socks.
He was telling me about. Hey, man, he goes, you know, Felipe was supposed to do this show, man, and he showed up really late, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, I go, wasn't he coming from San Antonio? Yeah, because then this chick was telling me about it.
The
oh,
same
this bitch would cycle, dude. I hooked up with her a couple of times, right? And then I don't know what happened. She started, this is when, I think this was MySpace came out. Yeah, I took a picture with my girlfriend at the time, because I had a girlfriend at the time.
Oh, no.
And she goes,
you're
who
tossing
the
that
fuck
dick,
is
huh?
that bitch?
Who on the picture?
And I was
oh, you
like,
keep talking about Felipe.
That's a sister.
Should I count down on when Renee going to be back in San Antonio?
Yeah, bro. I was like, but I think the only reason why she did it is because I lived there. I lived in Houston. And, I mean, San Antonio is, like, right up the fucking street. You know what I mean? I mean, it's technically 3.5 hours. But when
people
you live there.
People are willing to drive.
Yeah, yeah. That drive, that drive's fucking nothing.
It's all straight.
Yeah, it is. I-10. Boom. It is.
No hills, no turns. Straight.
Oh, shit.
Flat as fuck, dude. Yeah, man. You just. And then you're in San Antonio. And Cleto's all like, hey.
Cleto, yeah. He's cool, man.
Yeah, dude. I haven't seen that cat in a,
Cleto,
in a long
matter,
time, bro.
He's so in love with his wife.
Yeah, man. Just like
even Willie said, you're a party pooper. Oh, okay, man. Nice. He goes back to his room.
Yeah, bro. He goes and reads the Bible and whatever he does, bro. I don't know, man. You know, he is so funny, dude. I mean, I haven't seen him in a long time. But, you know, at the time when we were, like, doing a lot of shows together, man, he was so fucking funny. He was just the nicest guy ever, never really wanted to say anything bad. And when he did say something bad about somebody, he felt fucking guilty. You know, he was that guy, you know what I mean? Like, it would overcome him, and he would just fucking say it. But then he'd, like, feel bad, and then he'd fucking go, you know, go to confession, you know, and shit like that because he felt so bad. I'm like, dude, don't worry about it. I get it. You know what I mean? Fuck, the guy pissed you off, you know? It's fucking vent, bro. Like, vent. It's okay to vent, bro. Yeah, man.
I had this guy feature for me that in San Antonio, and I forgot his name, Richard or something.
Oh, Richard.
And that fool couldn't get weed
Richard
all week.
Richard Trevino.
And I said he couldn't get weed or drugs all week. And I said, boy, the last time you and I were going to work together.
Yeah,
like, I give you a chance to feature. You can't even produce one
dime. Well, he was
kind
of a Christian guy, too, though.
I didn't care, though. Like, I didn't give a fuck back then, bro. I feel like your comedy should just be above everything, bro.
Yeah.
You got to make the person that hooked you up happy.
Yeah. And you know what? Back then, I knew. Now that I know now.
you realize, man, some comics, they're not going to take you on the road, and they're not going to let you work with them because your personality doesn't go with me. You know what I mean? Like,
rules,
yeah. Exactly, yeah. Man. You gotta, like, you gotta, I want somebody on the road who fucking
you call me just Hefner,
crazy,
dog.
Or crazier, bro. I want you to fucking outdo me, and I'm going to show you you can't. Yeah, bro. It's a fucking amazing, fucking dude. It's, you know, it's amazing how I used to be back then as opposed to what I am now, bro.
How were you like back
I said,
then?
Back then, I mean, well, an like animal. I said, no, my only vice was drinking. My only vice was drinking.
Why, though?
Because I
why so
I never, happy? I never was accept. I never was
accepted.
No, you were no, short? I wasn't around people. I wasn't around people who did blow. And maybe there was a lot of guys that smoked dope, but that wasn't my thing. That shit was high school to me. I don't want to fucking smoke dope.
No, you're a man, bro.
Yeah. So all I did was
for losers,
drink, man.
Fucking hobo.
When I got here, I was like, whoa, shit. What is this? Let's get some more of that.
Wait, you smoke that? Weed, bro. We smoke weed at the last comedy.
Yeah, every once in a while, I'll hit it. You know,
you're about the powder more though.
Yeah,
you did coke.
Yeah,
I didn't know you did coke.
But you started.
I didn't know that either.
You started blasting it out here though, right?
Yeah, man. We're talking. Dude, I just barely started doing this shit 3-4 years ago, man. So I mean, you know, it is what it is, bro. I mean, I you know, everybody.
Who would it like to work Portland for the first time? Because I've been there before and it was nice the first time.
The Portland?
Yeah, the
oh,
Harvey's.
I love
people that are fucking nice.
I love that fucking place, man. It's a place that I don't know if I could live there. I don't know if I could live there, but I love going
you
to
live Portland. Live in the streets like everybody else. How? There's normal people living in the fucking streets, bro. Like normal people who aren't dirty, who just decide
it's horrible.
To give up.
You just have a gym membership, take a shower there.
Yeah, no shit, cool. Dude. Seriously,
I
man.
Know Martin's comments. Got it all planned out.
Little motherfucker living out of his car right now.
I'm going to go to Hawaii and do that.
We're broke after fucking Hawaii. My lady was a JetBlue.
I'm going to live in Joey's dick.
Or I'm going to live in a pee hole.
It's deep enough.
Give me a curtain, bro. Put a couch in there and everything.
Oh my god.
You guys can get a couch over to 223 Dick Drive.
Put a curtain right there.
Oh my god, man.
Trying to steal the tip of my dick was ringing, eh?
Oh my god, bro.
Let's start to wrap it up. Did you do your dates yet?
You do your dates?
No, you.
Your dates.
Yeah. Well,
you talked about Harvey's.
Yeah, I do. And then I also do
Rick
Bronson's at the end of the month. I'll be there, so please come check me out there. By the way, I just did another documentary about myself just this past weekend.
You have two of them?
No. Well, it's
called a blog, dude.
It's a blog. It's a little doc they did.
It's a video.
It's called an Instagram.
It's an Instagram story.
It's just a documentary.
Instagram TV, bro.
Come on, bro. Come on.
The last show of Rick Martinez.
Tried
to attack you.
Rick Martinez. God, what does that name sound familiar?
He's the guy that used to book the bowling alley in Downey.
Oh yeah, whatever.
Puerto Rican
guy. Yeah. Whatever happened to that guy? Is he still living in L.A.?
Long Beach.
Rick Martinez actually started Latino comedy in San Jose Improv.
Picante comedy,
is
that right?
In Hollywood,
yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. Because then it was
he started when
it
I
was
started,
him and Richard Villa.
We don't
right?
say bad words on
no. He started off with a girl. He started Latino night with a female comic back in the days. She was like Filipino Latina. And used to be real tight. I forgot her name.
Oh, I don't remember.
And then she moved on.
Oh, yeah. I don't.
Oh, there it is.
What is
damn.
That?
I haven't seen her in a long time. Rosie Trent.
Yeah.
No, way before that.
I remember her, yeah.
She was actually pretty funny, dude.
Yeah. Is she not doing comedy anymore?
I think she's like in the Christian circuit or something or like
oh,
doing
shit.
Like a corporate.
She's hanging out with Cleto Rodriguez.
And that's where I met Kenny.
And Richard Trevino.
Richard Trevino or Steve Trevino. You went with him?
Yeah. Actually, I met Steve when he was just starting to feature for Carlos. Yeah, because.
Newman.
Yeah, he was headlining like little one-nighters there in Texas when I was still living there. Yeah, and I mean, at the time, I didn't know who he was. I just met the guy. I was like, man, this guy's fucking hilarious, you know. And I mean, you know, we move here, and then you know, he's on the fucking road with Carlos, and he's blowing up because of the whole Carlos and you know story and shit, man. I was like, damn, man, this guy fucking caught fire. And I mean, shit. I mean, he was a former Texas guy, and I was like, man. And like I said, dude, I always had fucking love for Texas comics, dude. Because I just know the fucking grind. I know what it's fucking like to do bullshit gigs for fucking $250, $300. And I'm like, man, dude, but you know, I really like the fact that
at least,
that Steve was doing well, man.
At least if you're a Texas comedian, you come out here and you go back there, people, you know, you came out to LA, man. But if you live in LA and you just quit, to everybody else who knows you, it's like you never tried. Because you live here.
That's
know
true,
you.
Bro.
They look at you. Like, you go back, bro. You gave up, dog. You guys see the same motherfuckers, bro.
Yeah, dude.
But you go to Texas, bro. They see you like, bro, you went to LA, dog. You did it, dog.
Yeah.
You were living there for years.
Yeah.
You show up with a big dick, bro. You gotta show it to nobody, bro.
You took your shit kickers to Hollywood, bro.
I used to tell comics all the time, I'm so glad I didn't start comedy in LA because they get treated like shit.
Well,
bro.
It's harder for It's hard for people that move from somewhere else because you got to try it. Now you got to move back home. My family lives here, man.
No, the comedian.
I come back tomorrow.
I'm thinking of moving from Orlando to LA. What should I do? First of all, bro, if you ain't the funny motherfucker in Orlando, what the fuck are you coming to LA for?
Yeah, no shit.
You should go to Houston first, bro. Grind for a year there, bro.
Dude, we had a great comedy scene there.
Grind
back
for
in the day,
a
bro.
Fucking year and then go go to New York, bro, and then fucking give up and go to LA. Go to LA last.
Yeah.
Bro, remember
that's actually really fucking
And what
good
was
advice,
that comedy
man.
Club where you sucked to you hot wings?
Oh,
Velveeta Room.
The Velveeta Room in Austin.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, bro. Fuck, man. They didn't give.
Me and Gabriel skipped that room.
Oh, y'all didn't do that one?
Fuck no, dude. The theaters, though. What the fuck you go there?
Oh, yeah. That's okay, true. That's true. My bad.
We're on a Ken Loco's tour, bro.
Were the wings eaten or both?
And who cares?
You're going to find them,
man. We did go there, but they were not throwing wings no more.
Oh.
They're doing ranch.
Is it spicy or barbecue? Because it's my eye.
No, this guy's stupid. I'm going to feed a woman with chicken wings to Joy's dick.
Meat on these, man.
Damn, bro, you look different, bro. You look like the fucking emperor of Japan, dog.
The golden child.
Somebody says I look like a young Fred Stone.
He looks fucking funny.
Too many Leonard Donuts, dog.
Did Joey Medina give Martin the cold, his cold sore?
Okay, that cold sore.
It's a mole, bro. It's not a cold sore.
Oh my God.
He got that thinking about it, bro.
So what do you want to do, Renee? What's your goal? Do you want to? Is your focus just comedy? Do you see yourself like hopefully getting a sitcom? Like what's your
well acting? I've been doing acting. I've done a couple of commercials already, which is really nice.
Which one, bro?
I did this one called M. Taylor. Which was also it was on Shark Tank. Ooh. And one of the guys bought it. I think it was Cuban. They gave him money, they gave him money to do commercials, and I got booked for one of them. I did that one, and there was another small one that I think that was also on Shark Tank. I can't remember the name of the stupid product. Anyway, really small commercial, but
good commercial.
I know.
Stupid product.
But I'm trying to do more acting. I don't even really care about specifically about having my own show or anything. I just want to be successful enough where I'm not having to fucking grind the shit about going to the hospital in the morning, fucking making sure that I come back home in enough time, not making sure I don't get too fucking drunk, making sure I don't get too coked up. I got to be at work. I'm fucking exhausted, Lisa, doing it. I really am. I just want to get to a point.
Cut the coke out. Let's start with that stuff.
No, sometimes it helps. I just want to get to the point where I can just do entertainment, no matter what it is, whether it's comedy.
You go cruise ships?
But, no, I've never done cruise ships. Never done that.
Have you?
Hell no. I hear it's good fucking money, bro.
What's up, fool? San Jose. We moved the San Jose show to the Improv, the San Jose Improv, August 16th through the 18th. There will not be a show June 14th at the San Jose Civic Center. You can get a full refund wherever you bought your tickets. San Jose Improv tickets should be on sale very soon. So look out for that, man. August 16th through the 18th. My bad. New York City. June 20th to the 23rd at Caroline's on Broadway. Atlanta, Georgia, June 28th to the 30th at the Punchline. Houston, Texas, June 5th through the 7th at the Houston Improv. Chicago, July 13th at the Vic Theater. Tucson, July 20th at Sa Juarita Desert Diamond Casino, people. All tickets and dates listed on FelipeWorld.com. /tour.
And there's some dates through the end of December, too.
Yeah, we have a lot of dates that we're going to mention later on in the future. Marcio Rizzo, you still doing your podcast?
Yes, me and my girlfriend.
What's it called?
Squad by the Bell. It's a stupid name. But
that's a good name. You do
yeah, I voted that name down last week, 2 weeks ago.
The best podcast name is Wife of the Party.
Yeah, Wife of the Party is the best.
That's a cool name.
That's Bert Kreischer's
wife. I like that. Yeah. Wife of the Party.
That's your
podcast? I do. I have a podcast. It's at Turns No Breaks. It's a all NASCAR podcast. That's right.
Man, right here, man. All things NASCAR. Dude.
I am a NASCAR dude, man.
Riding rubber, man.
And I do a NASCAR podcast. It's called All Turns No Breaks.
You're not first, you're last.
That's right, bro.
Left.
Forget, people. Tomorrow we will be.
Don't make
Riverside.
A right because you'll go right into the
speed
wall.
Speed race.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Tomorrow, if you're watching live, tomorrow Riverside Spanish show at
Life Arts Building.
Life Arts.
We're doing a Spanish show, and also next Wednesday we're doing a live podcast again.
Yes,
right?
Wednesday we're not going live. Wednesday we're doing another podcast for next week.
It's Earl Skakel and Gina Brion.
Earl Skakel.
Yeah,
the Kennedy. Earl, bro.
Liberal, man.
What's up, fool? Thank you to Rene Garcia. Where can people find you at? Man.
At Rene Garcia. It's all across the board. At It's Rene Garcia. Twitter, Instagram.
It's Rene Garcia?
At It's Rene Garcia. Don't forget the It's. I-T-S.
We need somebody to create an Instagram for Joey Medina's dick.
It probably already has one.
Social media for it.
I'm asking it has one already.
It's got to come up with some chants.
It's got more followers than Joey.
It's already headlining, bro. we got a pilot.
It's got a podcast.
He got to deal with Bruckheimer.
That's so funny. He kept swiping. He's going on.
Where's the shaft?
Oh, my God. Let's go.
Oh, man, dude. And thanks Riverside for all you guys.
What's up, fool? See you guys tomorrow at Riverside. Spanish show. Español.